and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr. And from the United States, we hear from Father Tom Condon, a prior and adjunct professor at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis. The title of his preaching today is The Patron Saint of Comedians.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The Word of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr. Lawrence lived in the 3rd century and suffered martyrdom under the reign of the Roman Emperor Valerian. St. Lawrence was widely venerated in the early church and still is today. Along with St. Stephen, the first deacon and martyr, Lawrence is the patron saint of deacons. He is also the patron saint of comedians. Did you know that? Or did you even know that comedians had a patron saint? Lawrence was a man of great faith, dedicated to the poor and the sick as a deacon. He was also the treasurer of the church in Rome, known for his good stewardship. But Lawrence had a sense of humor, even in the face of a cruel and painful death. After the martyrdom of Pope Sixtus, the Roman prefect ordered Lawrence to hand over all the money of the church to him. Lawrence said it would take him 3 days to gather all of this together. And during this time, Lawrence sold chalices and other items and used the money for the care of the poor. So then Lawrence gathered together all the poor, sick, lame, and blind. And when the prefect returned 3 days later to ask for the riches of the church, Lawrence pointed to the gathered group that he had and said, "Here are the treasures of the church." As you might imagine, the prefect was not amused. Indeed, he was enraged and sentenced Lawrence to death. Lawrence was placed on a gridiron and roasted to death over an open flame. Even after a long time of suffering, Lawrence reportedly said to the executioner, "Turn me over. I'm done on this side." Lawrence's sense of humor and cheerfulness, even while suffering martyrdom, are part of his great enduring legend. In the reading from 2 Corinthians today, we hear St. Paul say, "Whoever sows bountifully must also reap bountifully, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Now, I don't in any way mean to make light of Lawrence's faith, service, or his great suffering, For Lawrence gave everything, including his very life, in a cheerful spirit. And that came from his love of Christ, the love he experienced himself. Today, some people think that being holy means you have to be gloomy and act sad and serious all the time. So I imagine that if St. Lawrence heard that, he would chuckle and say, "Let me show you another way to live and die for Christ, not being sad or gloomy, but cheerful and full of joy."